Now you're good, Don.
A new style.
Okay, we're going to call the Bethel Township trustee meeting together. This is for a public hearing on zoning case ZA-04-23. I just want to say beforehand, I can do this part of the meeting, but I will recuse myself from any discussion or the voting because I have made the hay on that property for several years. So I think that's a conflict of interest for me to be part of the discussion and all. But this zoning case is a request from Catherine Ward, 731 East First Street, Dayton, Ohio, 45402. It's to rezone Miami County parcel AO1-040000, located at 4709 US East Route 40, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. The parcel is currently zoned R1 AAA and A2, and the owner is requesting a zoning amendment to make the entire parcel A1. So, Mike, you want to take it from here?
Yep. So this property here to the north and east is neighbored by A2 properties. To the west, we have an A2 and an I2. I'll show it up here on the screen. Here. Then it's to the south, across from US Route 40, we have a residential, and we also have another A2. Property has road frontage of 343 feet. Going back to the rear, it's 1,254, then across the back, 407. The case was unanimously voted for recommended approval by both Miami County Planning Commission and the Bethel Township Zoning Commission. That's all I have.
Okay.
I do have a picture up here, though, if you guys want to see from the street view. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what you're looking at. And that's just the overview.
So are both those lots, the one that we're looking at and then the one in the to the right on the overhead, is that also our winter play in the front?
Yeah, and neither one of them knew that. It's one of the old mapping errors from back in the day.
But I don't even know if it was a mapping error as much as somebody probably rezoned it.
Well, Jerry gave a big explanation at our last meeting. Yeah, he said in the 80s it was a mapping error, and they just never changed it.
Huh.
So.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jerry would remember, because he doesn't forget anything. Okay.
Okay, the owner has a representative here. Would you like to speak? You need to come to the podium, make sure the green light's on, tell everybody who you are, and tell us whatever you want on your mind.
I am Dan Reeves. I own P&R Communications with my sister, Katie Ward. So we both have the controlling interest of this land. And I'm really just here to answer any questions about the land or what's going on. We sold the tower on the land about 3 or 4 years ago to, I believe it was American Tower. So now we just maintain the land and building on site in the general. So just here, anybody has any questions or concerns?
So the tower just has a lease on the property?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
Julie's head.
So my question is, why do you want to combine it? What's the logic?
We've been approached by a couple different people to possibly develop the land because there's no really other use for it that now that a tower sits on it, like we're not going to put a house on it or anything like that. And we don't really have any need to sell the land, but we've been approached by several different people about the land and possibly developing it for such things as one gentleman came to us 3 months ago about possibly putting storage there, storage containers like boat storage or regular storage or something like that. But in order to even have those talks or get into any of that and move forward with it, we had to get this rezoned to all the same thing.
I got one other one. Sorry, is it currently being farmed or?
I believe the front portion of it is. I'm not really sure.
I bailed hay off of everything but where the tower sits.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
else you'd like to say about?
No.
Mike? Nothing else, Julie?
Nope.
We will.
Any members of the audience?
Oh,
actually, I do have one other question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, fire away.
Have you talked to your neighbors at all about possibly putting a storage facility or something else? I know that's just one of your possibilities.
No, we haven't. We talked to our neighbors. Our neighbors approached us, I believe it was 3 or 4 years ago, about possibly acquiring the land. And it fell through. It didn't fall through in a very lawyers got involved type of thing. So I don't think there's any real, but they've talked about it and they know about it because he's approached us since asking what we might be doing to the land.
Any of you three want to ask something? Donna?
I don't know.
You have to come forward and say if you want to. State your name, tell us that you live on Man Road and all of that.
Donna Bruce, Man Road. I don't know symbols of R1AAA and R1AA and AA2. I don't know what those symbols are, so I need your explanation.
R1AAA is residential. A1 is farm ground, 10 acres? Or
five.
Five
acres.
5 to 20.
5 to 20, and then A2 is over 20 acres agriculture.
So you own the A2 green and the yellow and the green?
I own all this right here.
Okay, so you just want the frontage?
Yes.
And when
no, he wants the entire.
It's one parcel, and it would change from the A2 and from the R1 AAA, because both of those are probably non-conforming right now, to an A1, which is domestic agriculture, general agriculture.
Domestic.
He's wanting to go to A1.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, where is the farm lane?
Can you see it? It's on the right-hand side of the property.
Is that where it says 4925?
Yep. Uh-huh.
So yeah. That's
That's the lane that leads back to the tower.
Yeah.
The cell tower that's on the property.
So I'm not looking at the house over here.
Correct.
There's no house on it.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, so 470, this is our lane to the tower right here, sorry.
Right.
And this is the, I believe, to the house.
To the house.
Next door, yes.
The neighboring house.
Yeah.
So you want to do in front of the house.
The house, there is no house on this property.
There's no house on the property.
That's the neighbor's property. They're not rezoning.
Okay, so the place where the house is not being rezoned.
Correct.
Yeah. That's what I didn't know.
Yeah.
And the purple is the White House?
I don't know.
I want
it.
That's a little house sitting there.
Yeah. They just now put a...
He doesn't own that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out where it's at.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's all 300 and some feet?
343 across the front.
Okay. And you were saying some other developments. What were those other developments you were talking about?
Did you get approached? Yeah, people have just basically come and asked us. First thing was small size storage, and the second thing was large size storage for like boats and RVs and whatnot.
What is the storage area that's across the street? That concrete that's in Huber.
It's going up. That's a storage unit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you're talking about. Something
that's
like
what
that.
We've been approached by. We will not be building it.
But it's something like, it's something similar.
Possibly, yes.
So
but we can't even have those talks until that entire land is A1.
Okay, so when it's A1, anything we down on that A1? Or only?
There's a list of things.
I think we'll have to come back and do this all again.
It's
right?
A conditional use.
Because I don't know. I'm new at this.
Yeah, you'll see us again.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So inappropriate, but.
No, you're fine.
This is just the first step, if they
okay,
want.
So
yeah.
And where will we find what other things can be done on that property? Because I don't know.
On our website, they have under the A1 section in our zoning area of the website. Or I could get your email and I could send it all to you tomorrow if you want.
You're so smart.
All right, there you go. We'll do that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. All right, we will... the resolution will come up during our regular meeting, which starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And we'll make a decision at that time.
Okay.
These two will vote on it, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
You're gonna stay for that?
I can, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so we will recess until 7 o'clock for our regular township meeting. We are going to recess at 6:42.